This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Lawmakers tucked a provision banning surprise medical bills into this latest relief package. Those are the unexpected charges from out-of-network healthcare providers that can add up to tens of thousands of dollars. One thing that's not yet clear is how this might affect insurance premiums. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
It's a nasty shock. Without realizing it, you were treated by a healthcare provider who was out of network. Surprise, you're stuck with a huge bill. Jen Taylor with the consumer advocacy group Families USA says some of the biggest unexpected medical bills come from air ambulances.
Where people were getting, you know, a $50,000 bill and they were unconscious and put into an air ambulance and had no say in the matter.
Once this surprise medical bill legislation goes into effect in 2022, out-of-network providers like air ambulances won't be able to send consumers unexpected bills. Instead, providers and insurers will have 30 days to negotiate how much the insurer will cover. If they can't agree, an independent arbitrator would step in.
Each party submits their best offer, and the arbitrator has to choose one or the other.
Spencer Perlman directs healthcare research at Veda Partners. He says using arbitration was a congressional compromise. Insurers had lobbied for benchmark rates, limiting charges. Some consumer advocates worry that insurers will raise premiums if they lose in arbitration. But Rice University health economist Vivian Ho thinks arbitration could actually save insurers money, and they could pass some of that savings along to consumers.
This will slow the growth in premiums. I'm not sure that we'll actually see a reduction in premiums.
The legislation also helps the uninsured, requiring the government to set up a process for resolving their billing disputes. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.